our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 268, the four stanzas. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. And what follows? Psalter 268, the four stanzas. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the book of the Psalms, and we shall read Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate a day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers they counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in a sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Ever faithful and ever good-doing God, when thou wast granted in this morning hour, when on the first day of this newly begun year, that we and our children may come up to thy courts, ah, Lord, may it please thee to truly grant a broken and a contrite heart, for thy sparing mercies, where thou wast brought us and our children out of an old year, we may enter we may stand on the threshold of a new year. Then also in the past night, many over the length and the breadth of the earth were ushered out of this time state and called upon to appear before thee, and they know where they shall spend that never-ending eternity. O Lord, wilt thou then come down with thy Holy Spirit, and that our hearts may be touched, that they may be moved, an impression of thy patient long-suffering and of thy goodness, where thou wast now dealt according to our many sins, but thou still calls to the children of men. Then also this newly begun year, then the psalmist of old has declared that the Lord reigneth, and let the earth tremble. Then for us and our children, when we may look within, when we may look round about us, then there are many fears, then there is reason to tremble, and then there is no expectation. And to that end, may we be given to look upon thee, the creator and the upholder of the heavens and of the earth, and where thou wast sent thy dear Son upon this world, that the chiefest of sinners shall and may be saved. And then we have heard out of thy holy word of that eternal degree and of the reward which thou wast promised to thy dear Son, that there shall be a church that shall be gathered, a church that shall be given to praise thee already here in the time, O Lord. And may our eyes then truly be upon thee, and may it please thee in this newly begun year to grant unto us and our children that dependent life, needing thee for all things, and a life close to thy word, asking for thy divine will. Lord, wilt thou graciously care for us, were also for the family circles. There can be many concerns concerning our daily bread, O Lord, when it is necessary in this year. And may it please thee to send thy ravens, and that thou may abundantly supply, and that it may truly be our prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Wilt thou then remember in the home? Wilt thou help the mothers in the midst of the family circle? Oh, when there are those times when they are overwhelmed, may their eyes be upon thee, and wilt thou grant strength for the day. Oh, may the family circles in this year, may they many a times be gathered round about thy holy word. Wilt thou help father to that end, as the head of the household. Lord, remember the boys and the girls, our young people, and may they be given to honor their father and mother, and may they be given to see the many blessings which thou showers upon them, where we live in such a dark and evil time, with so many broken up families. Ah, Lord, may then love abound between husbands and wives, and between parents and children. Wilt thou remember on the way? Wilt thou grant traveling mercies wherever we are called to be? Remember our truckers, which spend much of their life upon the highways. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, mile after mile? Wilt thou remember at work? Wilt thou remember at school? Lord, teach us more and more that thou wast everything in thy hand. We read in thy word, in him we live, we move, and have our being. And, O Lord, abundant upon all our hearts, that on account of our deep fallen Adam, that we are all lying under the sentence of death, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And, O Lord, how terrible it shall be to have to die unconverted, and then to be sent to that bottomless pit where hope shall never come and where prayer need not to be made. But, O, for thy people, although it is written in thy word, and it shall be experienced by thy child, that death is the last enemy. O, for thy children, then it shall be the day of their deliverance. O Lord, if it is now appointed in this year that we are called upon to cross the Jordan of death, may we then be prepared, wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, oh, to learn what it is, weighed in the balances and found wanting, but to come to a saving knowledge of thy dear Son, who was paid the price. And, oh, Lord, to that end, because we shall come through this life, the one a little easier, the one with more trials, but we shall come through this life. And to that end, at the beginning of this new year, oh, then we humbly beg of thee, that it may please thee, to pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children. Wilt thou help and remember the consistory to that end? Oh, may it please thee to grant many Aaron's and hers. And may it please thee to continually send help from the sanctuary, and that it may be heard that sons and daughters, little boys and little girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones, that they may be wrought upon, that they may learn what it is to be weighed in the balances and to found wanting, but with those new desires and those new longings. But, oh, Lord, spare also that we build not upon sandy foundations. Wilt thou grant unto thy children, oh, those further leadings to behold the King in his beauty, to be given by an eye of faith to behold him who is white and ruddy. Oh, wilt thou grant unto thy children more fervent exercises, binding upon their hearts, that there may be a storming of the throne of grace, because thou was written in thy holy word, that the violent shall take it by force, that it more and more may become a bound up matter. Oh, not letting thee go except thou shalt bless the means of grace for the coming of thy kingdom. Oh, may thy people in this year, may they need thy dear son more as their prophet, their priest, and their king. Lord, bless thy word in the family circles. Oh, may our homes, may they be given to resemble little sanctuaries. Wilt thou remember the Christian school, the school board, all those that labor in the school, the students. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies, and when thy word may be opened, make it a blessing for young and old. Lord, remember our denomination. Remember the theological school, the students. Thou knowest the difficulties with the closed borders. We may humbly ask thee if it may be according to thy holy will, that thou may incline the hearts. Oh, then thou art showing so clearly to the ones of high authority, to the children of men, that with all their efforts, that the virus continues to run its course, and not that we are not responsible. Thou wast given unto the children of men a rational mind. But, O Lord, may it please thee that there may come an acknowledgement also by those in high authority that we have sinned as a nation, that we have departed so far from thee. Oh, then our leaders, many of them, then they resemble a Belshazzar of old, surrounded by many troubles and many difficulties, and then to mock with the most holy things. Then we must declare, woe unto us that we have sinned. The crown has fallen from our head, where our country, our nation, continues to murder the unborn. The Lord's Day desecrated, and the seventh commandment no longer honored and esteemed. And, O Lord, when there is no repentance, then thy judgments, the greater judgments, shall come upon the earth. And when the trumpets are blown and the vials of thy wrath are poured upon the earth, who shall live? When thou doest these things, but, O Lord, may it please thee to grant unto thy church, unto us and our children, that we may be given to see the signs of the time, that we may hear and listen to thy speaking, and that there may be a repentance, a humiliation, a confession of our sin, and a turning unto thee. Lord, wilt thou then remember our denomination? Wilt thou remember the many empty pulpits? May it please thee that the number of thy servants may be increased. Remember so thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Wilt thou yet do a great work in the latter days of the earth, Lord? Then we remember all those with special needs, with special sorrows, the family circles that are called upon to begin a new year, with those empty places. May it please thee to continue to uphold and to strengthen, and that the callings of death, that they may be sanctified. Lord, wilt thou remember our Bethesda? Wilt thou remember the board? remembered the administration, the staff, and all the residents. Then also the year that lies behind has not been an easy year, but thou hast helped them through. And to that end we ask thee that thou may continue to do so when we stand on the threshold of another year. And, Lord, remember the residents with all of our elderly ones, when by renewal they may stand on the threshold of another year. They have begun many years, and, Lord, they know it so well, that the young can die, and that the old must die, and to that end, may it please thee in this year to work richly also among our elderly ones, that their souls may be saved. Remember the sick and afflicted, those that are bound to their home. Remember our brother Deacon with his continual back difficulties. We commend him unto thee. Wilt thou remember the father in the hospital with grave and serious concerns? Then by renewal we commend him unto thee for body and soul. Remember his dear wife and the family circle. Remember all under the doctor's care, with all the fears and with all the concerns. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Lord, in this year, may we be found more to be a praying and a begging people, always poor sinners, at thy throne of grace. And in the midst of the seriousness of the times, in the midst of all the difficulties, give us not over to discouragement, but may our eyes be upon thee, Lord. Then on the first morning of this year, then we need thy help. Wilt thou graciously grant it? Anoint us with fresh oil from above. Wilt thou open thy precious word? Grant tokens of thy favor, Lord. What greater tokens could thou grant when it was heard that sons and daughters are born in Zion, and when thy people, when they may be fed, when they may be strengthened, when they may be nourished, when they may be encouraged. Wilt thou bless thy word, take away everything that could be a hindrance. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 438, the stanzas 2 and 4. The fear of God is clean, a fountain of serene, an everlasting bless, the judgments of the Lord, which purest light afford, are truth and righteousness, and what follows. Psalter 438. 2 and 4. beloved congregation of Pitcher Butte, brothers of the consistory, our custodians, the doorkeepers of God's house, the organist who may lead the congregational singing, those that take care of the sound system and the recording, the confession of faith class and the catechism classes, all the different church committees and organizations, we shall not mention them, that we forget none. The Bethesda board, the staff, and the residents. The school board, all those that labor in the school, and the students. All the family circles. Then when we stand on the threshold of a new year, then we wish you all the Lord's indispensable blessing for the year of our Lord, 2022. Then when we stand at the beginning of another year, and we see everything that is transpiring in the world, that the judgments of the Lord are hanging so low over us. O congregation, when we look within and when we look around us, then there is no hope and no expectation. And to that end, may we be given to look on high unto the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of the earth. And the psalmist in Psalm 99 verse 1 has declared, the Lord reigneth, but then he has also added, let the earth tremble. May it please the Lord to provide for us and our children, the Lord grant in this year, a more dependent life, needing the Lord for everything, even the smallest things which concern our daily life. But above all, we have heard yesterday evening, weighed in the balances and found wanting. And then it can be an old year's eve that we still have profound impressions of those matters when we are given to reflect on the past, that we have to confess that our sins are great and they are manifold. And when they have not been blotted out, as I read in Colossians 2 verse 14, and nailed to the cross, then they are still on our account. But then it can be young and old, when we enter the new year, that we do not think so much of that balance. But let us remember, even though we forget, and do not think, are not troubled about our sins, that they are all recorded in God's book. And to that end, may it please Almighty God, the God of all grace, in the year of our Lord 2022, to grant a rich year amongst us and our children. And what do we mean by a rich year? What do you think, boys and girls? When would it truly be a good year for us and our children? Not to minimize the temporal blessings, but it shall be a good year when it pleases the King to pour out His Holy Spirit in a richer measure, to manifest His wonderful works in the way of grace, and that poor sinners that they may be brought to a saving knowledge of his dear Son, with the help of the Lord in this morning. Then we ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 2, the verses 11 and 12 were God's word. And our text reads thus, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Our text words speak of the Lord's fourfold command on New Year's Day, 2022. Four thoughts. In the first place, to serve the Lord with fear. Secondly, to rejoice with trembling. Thirdly, to kiss the Son. And fourthly, to trust in the Lord. The Lord's fourfold command on New Year's Day, 2022, to serve the Lord with fear, to rejoice with trembling, to kiss the Son, and to trust in the Lord. Thus first, to serve the Lord with fear. Over Psalm 2, we find no subscription, but it is written in God's word, where John and Peter have declared in Acts 4, verse 25, when they have mentioned this Psalm, that David has spoken. But then in the verses 26 and 27, then the apostles have declared that this psalm, that it is a messianic psalm. Oh, there are matters that can refer to David, but there are also matters, the verses 7 and 8, that can also only refer to the greater David, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in this psalm, the first three verses, the great enmity against the Lord Jesus Christ, against his word, and against his church. And that enmity is greatly increasing in our day. It is yet the restraining hand of the Lord, that it is not given over also in our country to full persecution. And when the psalmist is given to ask, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Oh, young and old, when we read this psalm and in the verse before our text, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Then let us not only think of those in high authority, because in paradise we have tried to climb on the throne, and it is our existence that we imagine vain things. Oh, how is it at the beginning of another year? Tell me, young and old, where do you now hope to find your happiness and satisfaction? Oh, are there souls that have a deep impression? And I have said it many times, not to minimize the many blessings that the Lord grants, but the one thing needful, oh, that is to find, to be found of the Lord, and then we shall become seekers, the first three verses, the bitter enmity of the rulers of the nation. And let us remember that the Lord is everything in his hand, also the king's heart, and that he uses the nations to chastise and punish the church when they depart from God's holy word. When under his calling and judgments, there is no confession, no returning, and no repentance to his word. Think of the children of Israel. Think of the children of Judah. Then Nebuchadnezzar, as it was a servant, that have chastised the children of Judah, that they have spent in captivity. In the verses 4 and 5, then the psalmist is given to speak of the foolishness of man when they arise against the Lord, when they reveal that bitter enmity. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. That is a comfort when we stand on the threshold of another year, that the King omnipotent, that he reigneth, that he has everything in his hands. Also, what shall transpire in the year 2022, but young and old, then we do well to examine ourselves. Oh, a privilege when we may still be restrained. A great blessing. Oh, boys and girls and older ones, I hope that you still have a tender conscience, that it still makes an impression. But to which people do we belong? But now the comfort after the description of the enemies of the Lord and of the rulers of the earth that rise up against the Lord and his Christ. Then there is a yet, and that is a yet for this year, on the threshold of another year, with everything that is transpiring upon the face of the world, where it is evident that we are living in the last days. Then at the beginning of this year, it may still be proclaimed that yet, that the Lord reigneth yet. I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the King of kings, and that is the Lord of lords. And then there is spoken of that eternal counsel, of that degree, and the Lord's degree shall be fulfilled, and of the reward that Christ would receive. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. And that shall also be fulfilled in the year 2022. And may the prayers be multiplied. The Lord grant exercises to those that have learned to pray. May there be done violence on the kingdom of heaven, because they read that the violent shall take it by force. To that end, the Lord grant a spirit of prayer and of supplication, that eighth verse, that many amongst us and our children, oh, we need it all. But now to come to our text in verse 10 before, be wise now therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. And then we read the command of the Lord. It does not say, oh, it has to be given, but it is a divine command by the King of kings. And with all our excuses, may they fall away. May we become guilty sinners in this year with a prayer unto the living God, that he may give what he commands. Oh, the blessings they have been merited, by the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we read, serve the Lord with fear. Thus a divine command that in this year we are called to serve. There is much to be done. We are called to serve the Lord. We are called to serve our neighbor. And I read in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work nor device, nor knowledge nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest, and how it is stressed. Serve the Lord with fear. And when we read in our text with fear, oh, there are two kinds of fear. There is a slavish fear. When we obey, still a blessing. When we may be restrained, still a blessing. When we have an impression that there is a God that is in the heavens, that sees everything that we do, an impression of the attributes of the Lord. But, oh, young and old, if it is a slavish fear, do you know what that is, boys and girls? That is a fear when we do something, when we obey, because otherwise we are afraid that we shall be disciplined or when we shall be punished. But when there is that slavish fear, and when we are out of the sight of authority, then sooner or later we shall break forth into sin. But now our text, that does not speak of a slavish fear. No, then the king demands, serve the Lord with that childlike, with that filial fear. That is the fear of the Lord, that the Lord grants unto his children. Oh, that is a fear, it is true. Then the sinner is filled with awe and reverence for the highest majesty. Then a sinner is given to bow in humility. Then the sinner receives those graces of faith, hope, and love. Then a sinner is given to repent. Then a sinner is given to experience that godly sorrow. Then a sinner is given to experience that faith that worketh by love. The Lord has a people that is given to serve the Lord with fear. No, the Lord does not have slaves. But I read in Psalm 110, verse 3, that he has a willing people in the day of his power. The Lord has a people that is given to say, also on the beginning of another year, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? That people that is given to serve the Lord with fear. Then it is they have willing hearts, and that people, they are given to confess that they fall so far short. They are given to confess their many sins, also on the beginning of another year. That people that is given to serve the Lord with fear. They are glad that the Lord knoweth all things, that also at the beginning of another year, that they may say, Lord, notwithstanding all my sins, my riddles and my perplexities, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee, and, Lord, thou knowest what I need, because weighed in the balances and found wanting, Lord, as a sinner I cannot appear before thee, Lord, with everything that I have experienced, then thy justice needs to be satisfied. That people that is given, it is the divine command. And now Christ grants unto his people what he commands. They have to confess that their sins are great and manifold. Nevertheless, serve the Lord with fear, congregation. That is the command of the King of Kings, also at the beginning of this year. And may it be granted. May that command be turned into a prayer. All my unconverted fellow travelers, it can be the year that the Lord sends the angel of death, can even be in this day. And then we need to be prepared. We need to learn something of that fear, that tender fear. Oh, what lies so tender in the life of those seeking souls. And there are special things that are written concerning the fear of the Lord. We shall mention a few texts out of Proverbs. Proverbs 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In chapter 8 verse 13. To hate evil. In chapter 10 verse 27. It prolongeth days. In chapter 14 verse 26. Is strong confidence. In chapter 14 verse 27. Is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. In chapter 22 verse 4, and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. In chapter 23 verse 17, all the day long, our second thought, to rejoice with trembling, because we read in our text and rejoice with trembling. Ah, the Lord, in that fear of the Lord, then he grants a rejoicing. Then they may taste of the sweet things of the Lord. Then we are ruined for the world. And when we think of that rejoicing, then fear without joy, ah, that is torment. And joy without fear, then there can be so much presumption. And now at the beginning of another year, the command that we may be given to rejoice, to be given to rejoice in the good things of the Lord. In Psalm 100 verse 2, when there is spoken of the church that comes up to the courts of the Lord to serve the Lord with gladness, ah, then it is necessary each time by renewal, I hope, fathers and mothers, that there may be times that you have much freedom to speak to your children concerning the Lord and that one thing needful. I hope there may be times in this year, in the seriousness of the time, that you may, as a family, to be given to pause and to consider all the good and the precious things that the Lord has left amongst us and our children, that there may be those times that you truly may be humbled and to be given to ask that it may be given, as I read in Romans 2 verse 4, that it may, or despisest thou the goodness, the riches of his goodness, and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance. Ah, the Lord grants many precious things, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13, and also that it is good to eat, to drink, to enjoy the good of our labors. It is a gift of God. But then to examine what now grants the most rejoicing in our life. And there are many precious things. The family circles, husband, wife, and children. When we all may be spared. When the Lord prospers the work of our hands. Because without the Lord's blessing, as I read in Psalm 127, the verses 1 and 2, then it cannot prosper. But may I now ask you, at the beginning of another year, what now grants the greatest joy? What now grants the most delight in our life? Oh, is it also with our temporal blessings, when we may be given to see the special hand of the Lord, when we may be humbled thereunder with that vehement desire, that he may be honored in us and by us, that his praises may rise out of the dust. That was the purpose of creation, John, on the island of Patmos. In Revelation 4 verse 11, then he was given to see that host in heaven that they were given to declare, thou art worthy to receive all honor and power and glory, for thou hast created all things, and for thy honor they are, and they were created, thus to be given to rejoice, also for the temporal blessings, and in the fear of the Lord, the true people of God, they may be given to rejoice. In Philippians 4 verse 4, Paul has exhorted the church to rejoice in the Lord always. But now concerning the rejoicing for the people of God, are there no souls in my midst? Oh, that fear of the Lord is not a strange thing. Oh, that they have tasted of the good things of the Lord. They are given to rejoice. There are times that they may be given to sing the praises of the Lord. But now, concerning that balance, and to that end, may it please the Lord in this year to bless his word, that those seeking souls, that they may come to a saving knowledge of that Savior, oh, who has come in the fullness of time, who has paid the price. Oh, therein lies the true rejoicing of the church. But now in our text, it speaks to rejoice with trembling. In the first place, that signifies, if we think of the address of the Lord's Prayer, our Father, that brings close, but which art in heaven, that gives that reverence and awe. And that is now a special point, separates the precious from the vile. Ah, for the true child of God, with everything that they have experienced, then it shall remain. We have the examples in the Bible. When the Lord has visited his people, when an angel has come from heaven, then how often, and that was not a church that was in a backsliding condition, but those that were given to walk in the tender fear of the Lord, then they were still afraid, because that angel that has reflected a little of the glory of heaven. But now when we read, rejoice with trembling, then on the threshold of another year, do we and our children not have reasons to do the same? Because we read in this solemn, why do the heathens rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. When we consider our nation under the judgments of the Lord, and the laws that are being passed, do we not have reasons to tremble? What a dark and a serious time it is. We have to be blind, congregation, not to see it. Has there ever been a time that there has been such a departing over the whole world from the Word of God, and especially by nations where formerly God's Word had such a large place, where the Bibles were in most families, where the Lord has blessed his word? But as Western nations, we have turned our back against the Lord. Then Psalm 2 is fulfilled in a special way. And the Lord is long-suffering, but it shall come to an end. And 1 Peter 4, verse 17, the time has come that the judgments must begin at the house of God. Oh, young and old, I beg you, may we be given to turn from our evil and worldly ways, that the Spirit is not grieved and shall depart. May we be given to bow under the authority of God's word. Rejoice with trembling, as so it must be at the year of our Lord 2022, where the judgments are hanging so low over the earth. As some months ago, we have spoken out of Revelations 8 that there was a half hour silence in heaven. And when that half hour silence has come to an end, then the angels ready with their trumpets, they were given to blow. And then the Lord has poured out the vials of his wrath upon this earth. Oh, in former days, when we think of World War II, it is true, since our deep fallen Adam has been a troublesome time. But when we compare the nations before World War II to the year 2022, then there was still morality. Marriage was still honored. And we could multiply it out to rejoice with trembling. And yet the Lord reigneth to kiss the Son. Let us first sing. A Psalter 255, let us only sing the fourth stanza. A while he proffers peace and pardon, let us hear his voice today. Lest if we our hearts should harden, we should perish in the way, and what follows. 255, only the fourth stanza. The Lord's fourfold command on New Year's Day 2022. To serve the Lord with fear. To rejoice with trembling. Thirdly, to kiss the Son. Then we have already heard the necessity of the loving and the irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. And now our third point, to kiss the Son. What does that mean, congregation? That divine command to kiss the Son in the Scripture Then we have different examples. In the first place, then we could speak of honor. I read in 1 Samuel 10 that when Saul was anointed to be king, that Samuel has kissed him. In the second place, it speaks of worship, because we read in 1 Kings 19 that the Lord said to Elijah, he thought he was left alone, was also a dark time, but that there were 7,000 knees who, if not bowed their knee before Baal and kissed him. In the third place, it speaks of union. The bride is said in the Song of Solomon 1 verse 2, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, because his love is better than wine. In the fourth place, then it speaks of reconciliation. Esau has tried to murder his brother, but when they have met after Peniel, then they have kissed each other. Joseph has kissed Benjamin and his brothers. We read that David has kissed Absalom after 5 years of separation. And in Luke 15, we read that the father has kissed his prodigal son. Then in the fifth place in the Bible, then it speaks of affection and love. In Luke 7, we read of a woman that was a sinner, and she has come in the house of Simon the Pharisee, and she had a little bottle of precious ointment, and that she has come behind Jesus, and that she has watered those feet with her tears and dried them with her long hair. And then she has taken that little bottle and she has anointed the Lord Jesus Christ on account of that love. Oh, I hope that there may be souls in my midst that have that little bottle with the tears, with repentance, with confession, all with love, and that it is your desire, oh, that I knew where I might find them, and then with the desire to empty that whole little bottle upon the precious Savior, because that shall be a day of rejoicing. And now in our text words, it is a divine command of the king to kiss the son. Thus that concerns the points, those 5 points we have mentioned out of Scripture, what it refers to. And then we do well at the beginning of another year, how it stands with our soul, traveling to that never-ending eternity. Oh, it is true. In the Bible, we also read of hypocritical kisses. I read in 1 Samuel 20 that after David, Job, when they have defeated Absalom and his army, and when there was another uprising, and David has commanded Amasa to gather the army, then I read that Job has met him, and that he has called him his brother, and that he has taken him by his beard to kiss him, but in his other hand was a sword, and he has killed Amasa, a hypocritical kiss. Oh, think of a Judas, when he has betrayed his master with a kiss. Oh, are there such people in our midst, using our religion to gain blessings from the Lord that we think are church going, our religious duties. Oh, never leave your place empty, but that in our thoughts it is as it were an hypocritical kiss to cover our sins and our deceit. Ah, the Lord has a people where they may confess before an all-knowing God, that they may lay their heart open. Oh, they are glad that the Lord sees it all. Ah, with bitter tears, they are given to confess their sins, their manifold sins in so many ways, but also their desire that they may come before the Lord, that they may honor Him, that He may be glorified by them. Oh, a divine command to kiss the Son. Ah, then I hear people say, maybe our children, are we now able to do that? That is, does not say in the Bible. Nevertheless, that command, and how must it then go? Because the Lord has a right. He has created us in His image, that we are given to honor and glorify. Ah, may it become our sin. May it become our guilt. The Lord impress upon all our hearts when we stand on the threshold of another year that the Lord has a divine right. And how terrible, how awful it is when we refuse to obey the King, when we have refused to bow before Him, when we refuse to bow under the authority of His word, that we reverence not His house and not His day. Our last thought, to trust in the Lord. And then our last thought, that is actually a doxology. Oh, then it is written of a people that are blessed. We have heard it already. It is the second time that we find that word blessed in the Psalms. It begins in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. In congregation, we all know what lives in our heart. We know our desires and our longings. Also, when we stand on the threshold of another year, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. But then in verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. But now in our text, then there is a doxology. Oh, then it was as is the psalmist, as David said, oh, blessed are all they. David does not say, blessed are those that have very strong faith, that assured faith. It's what we need, a great privilege. But when David said, blessed are all they, that also speaks of those with small faith. And oh, many a times, 'tis the question of those souls, whether they indeed have faith, can be so many riddles. Also, when we stand on the threshold of another year, can be unanswered prayers, unfulfilled promises, the assaults and the mockery of the devil. But David says, blessed are all they. That includes Oh, the church, there can be a people, if we may say it so, that have perhaps a small and weak faith in a great God that they are given to see so much. Oh, they know there is a blessed people, and that people, oh, with a tender life, you find them many a times at the throne of grace, with their sins, with their needs, with their blessings, that they are given to entrust everything to the Lord. Oh, there may be times that in His providence they may see such special things that the Lord has everything in His hand, and blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. What an instruction, what a command at the beginning of another year. And those are now the blessings that Christ has merited for His church. Then they are given to trust in God the Father. I am not saying that they have knowledge of the persons, but they are given to trust the providence of the Lord, everything. As I read in Lord's Day number 10, concerning the providence of the Lord, that the Lord has everything in His hand. Also concerning health and sickness, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Oh, to trust, to come to a saving knowledge of the Son of God. His name has been called Jesus because He has come to save His people from their sins, to be given to trust His word, asking for the enlightening of the Holy Spirit. Do I not read in Psalm 32 verse 8, I will instruct thee in the way that thou shalt go. I shall instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Ah, that is that childlike trust. I read in Matthew 18 verse 3, except thou become as a little child, ye can in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And what is now the difficulty? I want to be king. I want to have everything in my own hands. I want to reason it out. But now to become a little child, boys and girls, that is actually a nice place to be. Not so many worries, oh, I hope. You have worries about your soul, but when you stand at the beginning of another year, then little boys and girls, they are given to simply trust their father and mother for a house, for food and drink, for clothing. When you have trouble, when you are hurt, you go to father and mother. What a simple life that is, and that is what our text speaks about. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. And that is now a lesson that the true child of God needs to learn and to relearn. Concerning that trust, then we read thereof further in Psalm 5. Oh, in verse 7 He has declared, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. And then the last two verses, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Ah, what a blessed place. And that has to be given. That is the work of the Spirit, to be given to trust, and then they shall rejoice. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? May that be the blessed portion of us and our children. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of a fourfold commandment that is given by thee, and thou requires obedience. Lord, wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, then by renewal, then we beg of thee that in these solemn times that thou may do a great work, the tender fear of the Lord, to rejoice with trembling, and all concerning that balance to be given to kiss the Son, and with all our cares, our needs, our wants, our trials, and our afflictions, to be given to trust in thee, our Lord, that is thy work, and in that way thy name shall be honored and glorified. Wilt thou now watch over us in this day, remember and bless the family circles. Wilt thou bring us together in the day of tomorrow, on the first Lord's Day of this year. Wilt thou keep, wilt thou guide, and wilt thou spare. Keep us from sin and temptation. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 247, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home, and what follows. 247, 1, 2, 5, and 6.
Reverend Adams, on the morning of this new begun year, then we have the privilege, on behalf of the consistory and congregation, to wish you the Lord's indispensable blessing, that you may be upheld, that you may be cared for, and that you may taste something of what you may bring in this morning hour in our midst. And then also in this past year, then a sorrow has come in your personal life, as on May the 19th, you lost your mother at the high age of 98 years old. Then you, together with your family, you were called upon to bring her mortal remains to the grave. May you also have experienced that the Lord has upheld and that he will care for you and go with you in the unknown future. Then it may already be the third new year that you may stand here as our shepherd and teacher. May we not become used to having our own shepherd, but that it may time and again be a wonder that you may be in our midst. Then you have been given health and strength to perform your manifold labors in the midst of the Pictured congregation, but not only here, but also in Southern Alberta. And then wherever there were concerns in the family, whether it be health or happiness, cares, sickness or sorrow, your presence, whether in person or by a telephone call, is very much appreciated by the congregation. And then we want to publicly acknowledge you for your manifold labor, and may the Lord give strength that you also may continue to do so in this new year. And you probably, if you would reply, you would quote from the words of Luke 17, that we are unprofitable servants, and that we only have done, which is our duty to do. But to that end, I would like to quote a few lines that I came across one day while reading some of the letters from J.C. Philpott. And then he says, "The lot of a true preacher. In time of trials and darkness, I have repeatedly had the experience of envying each and every one who is not called to preach. Sometimes a realization of my unworthiness and inability, then a natural aversion to public speaking, sometimes a deadness and a darkness of my mood, and then again a feeling of my straying and a general disadvantage, often a powerful temptation and the fiery arrows of Satan, or persecutions which I had to endure, was the cause that I found the part of a preacher extremely harsh and difficult. There are only two occasions on which I tasted some pleasure in being a sower of the seed. In the first place, when I had bread to eat and corn to sow. In the second place, when I hear of a testimony that I have not scattered the seed in vain." Thus far, the words of Philpott. And on these last two points, that it may become evident that your labors in the congregation may not be in vain, and that you do not have to do it as sighing, but there may also be joy to be in the presence of the King, and that to that end, your hope and expectation may be of the Lord alone, and that he may receive all the honor and the praise, and that we so may end in him alone. Children, young people, and congregation, then if we have listened carefully this morning, then there is work that needs to be done also in this year that we have recently begun. And you might say, what is that work? That is a work that we are called upon to do for our servant, and that is to be much on our knees, that we may lay the needs, the cares, and the concerns of him personally before the Lord, and then it will be evident that the Lord knows of those needs, and that we be given freedom to bring those needs before Him. And what shall it then be to have sat under such a loving invitation? Shall it then be for you a savor of life unto life, or will it be in the day of days that it will testify against you? For sometimes it is expressed also when a new minister is installed, that you may pray much for him, that he may preach you full. And to that end, that word still stands, and that we as a congregation and consistory do not become used to having our own shepherd and teacher, but that it may time and again be a wonder. And to that end, that we may be much on our knees to carry him up on the wings of prayer. And then I would like to close with quoting the well-known words of 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 1, "Brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course." Then I request you to stand and sing for our shepherd out of Psalter 357, the stanzas 3 and 4. O Lord, refresh us by thy grace, revive and quicken all our powers. As failing streams are made to flow, replenish by abundant showers. Psalter 357, the stanzas 3 and 4.
Thank you for the kind words on behalf of the consistory and congregation. From J.C. Philpott, you have heard a little out of the life of a minister. May we be given to be much on our knees in this year, and that the Lord may richly bless the labors. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.